Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Keith Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have Aphrodite!
Swangles and Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior.
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, we certainly do appreciate it. We know you have a million choices out there. Hey, the new book is out, The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire, with Jeff Berwick and myself. We released it the Friday before Election Day, and on Election Day, it became a number one bestseller on Amazon. The irony of that is not lost on us. We're such anti-government people, and the fact that on Election Day, our book was number one. I love it. So go out there, buy it, support our work if you'd like. Maybe send it to somebody close to you. We couldn't do this show without the amazing support of our sponsors, Honey Colony. If you heard of Honey Colony, you better check it out. It's getting close to Christmas. You want to buy somebody in your life something special? I promise you, if you go to this website, you will find a little bit of everything for anybody in your life. They've got anti-aging, body care, facial care, food, home and garden. I mean, they've got immune system boost. Take a look, check it out. There's a ton going on here. Lots of bee-related goods. We'll get into that a little bit later. And the reason why we'll get into that later is because we have the Honey Colony founder on with us. So check it out. Go honeycolony.com, promo code MACRO. Check it out. Support local small businesses from very, very nice, wonderful people. Well, let's get right into it. Miriam Hanane, the bee lady, as they say. I'll tell you what, she'll sting your ass if you don't get your act together. She's my type of person right here. How are you? Good to see you.
Hi, Charlie. Congrats on the book.
Thank you.
I look forward. I've been reinstituted in Amazon. They had banned me for 2 months, so now I can go and buy the book and support. Well, so congrats.
That's good to hear. Yeah, you're kind of like me. I kind of go in and out of my suspensions from Facebook for a while, and then I come out, and then they put me back in, and I got kicked off of Twitter. And I mean, it's only a matter of time before Amazon does it to me as well. So, tell me about Florida. You were there for that conference. It seemed pretty cool. You ran into a bunch of people that we know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in Costa Rica for 6 months from March 6th. I arrived the same day as the Rona in Costa Rica.
I knew it was you. You brought the Rona with you, didn't you, to Costa Rica?
I brought the Rona with me. And then I left on September 15th to go and attend the American Priority Conference alongside Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, and I went to be around other patriots. I had covered the event last year, and I was so impressed and touched. And I think this year, just way more kind of patriotic and, this is all political theater, arguably, but I'm going to stand with the candidate that's not pushing lockdowns and fear and mandatory vaccine, so forth. So I went and I covered that event and then ended up staying nearly a month in Florida, was helping and covering the Punch Google lawsuit, which was an emergency injunction that was filed in light of the purge and all these plaintiffs that lost their channel on October 15th. And ironically, while covering the story and the lawsuit, I myself had my channel deleted, and that happened. I was in YouTube jail and I had 2 strikes, and my settings they're set to private. And I had the honor to go and give a talk alongside Del Bigtree and Aaron, the nurse whistleblower, and Dr. Carrie Madej and others, and spoke about the Rona and mandatory vaccines because I had covered Operation Samoa, which 200,000 people got mass vaccinated in 30 days, and global medical martial law and reversing fibromyalgia and lupus and being a functional medicine consultant and coach. Anyway, so I went to upload the video, but it was going to be private. And I'm like, oh, that's odd. It's going public. And some people were like, welcome back, Miriam. And I went upstairs where I was staying to interact with subscribers, and the channel was gone completely. So after covering Punch Google and covering that talk on basically was mandatory vaccines, I returned back kind of like just as the Stop the Steal events were occurring. So I went to cover one in Fort Lauderdale with other patriots, but it got rained out. And now I've just been covering the election. I'm really into details at a time where nobody pays attention to details in an age of mediocrity. And details matter.
Yeah. Yeah. And this election nonsense matters too. I mean, it's crazy to me. We have a situation where the media lectured us about Donald Trump is going to claim victory well in advance, and he shouldn't. Don't allow him to do this. They lectured us about this before the election. And then the election happens a couple days later, and the media does the exact thing that they told us not to do, which is jump the gun and name and crown one of these candidates without all of the you know, without everything being certified and all the votes counted, and not to mention the rampant voter fraud that appears to be happening here. The media is the most dishonest component of our society. It is so difficult. I want to shake people. I just want to shake the shit out of half these people on the planet and just say, stop listening to them. They're pathological liars. And yet here we are. And people are saying, well, you know, it's, they said it's Biden. So it's Biden. It's got to be Biden. It's like, the media is not allowed to call. I mean, it's not up to them. It's not their decision to make who our president is. What's going on?
I'm disgusted as a real journalist that's been a journalist for 25 years that in this past year I've had 6 smear pieces written about me. I've had stories that I've written because I was part of the mainstream. When I graduated journalism school from Montreal, Canada, I was covering the news for MSNBC or MSDNC, for Channel 4 above where they shoot, where they shot Jay Leno and Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. And then I left out of disgust for covering drive-bys and just the malarkey of coverage. But as a journalist now being scrubbed, like having actual articles that say that I wrote from LA Weekly, I gave an interview to Meghan McCain as part of Participant Media that got taken out. And I I was in a hotel room, so I was watching CNN, and sometimes I'll watch MSM just to see what lies, just to be clued in to the other side, other side that I thought I was part of, the Democratic side. And I went on my Facebook and I just said, I'm trying to get to maybe Arizona. I was going to go to some events, Stop the Steal events with alongside Ryan Hartwig, who's a Facebook whistleblower and who's in Arizona, been covering the effery there. And I had people that have known me say over and it was, this was like a line, what's happened to you, Miriam? Of course I'm reading it, so I'm inferring that that was the how they sounded. I'm sure, but then they said,
tone of voice too,
do you have COVID-19 brain? How can you, this is mean. This is what the left does, is that they engage in ad hominem attacks instead of like, this is an actual journalist. This is someone who's made a film, a respected documentary that's been seen all around the world and won awards, which is Vanishing of the Bees.
Vanishing of the Bees someone is a great one. Oh, God, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I really love that, but go ahead.
Thank you. And someone, an actual journalist, someone who's in the space of health and wellness. So instead they attack me. The people who are coming to thank me do it privately oftentimes. Yeah. I mean, I did come to my rescue and say, and I blocked a whole bunch of people. But it's like, then I was speaking to a friend and he's like, oh, President Trump is acting like a retard baby. And I'm like, oh, really? So we know that they've used the Rona to usher in, to validate their mail-in voting. So as early as May, you guys are, you know, in, let's say, Hennepin County, which is full of effery, you're asking for millions of dollars as part of the CARES Act for something 6 months out. Mm-hmm. Something that we knew back in early May was less fatal than the flu. So what are you doing there right away? That's some shady shit going on.
Yeah.
Why are you guys asking for these millions and millions of dollars? So We knew that this was going to happen. The extent of this and the different permutations of voter irregularities, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's with the voting, the ballots where they're counted 6-8 times one vote, or with Dominion voting system, which has ties to Smartmatic and George Soros, whether it's like, oh, we all went to bed with 70%. I think it's a landslide. And then you now suspend, everything is in suspension, and then you can make up your numbers with your bullshit mail-in voting crap. And then we wake up and it's a different reality. And then everybody is, you guys are celebrating in the streets a Biden win, a projected Biden win. Why couldn't you go and vote in person just 3 days before? Hello?
Right.
I just had like Mayor Lightfoot say, sometimes we need to celebrate, but you've just locked down your Chicago. Where is this common sense? It's so upsetting, Charlie.
It is. The hypocrisy is staggering on a level. Look, I'm not on either team, the red team or the blue team. I'll tell you what I want. I want a fair election, as fair as we can get it. And if there's voting irregularities, if you've got 130,000 votes showing up at 3:30 in the morning and they're all for Biden and there's no doubt, they're not voting anything down ballot. It's just Biden and that's it. I'm sorry. That is a statistical impossibility. Yeah. It's just math. You just cannot have that. So we've got a problem. And look, I mean, I don't think we have to remind people that if the roles were reversed and this came in for Trump, there would be chaos. I mean, they would never stand for this. But since it's Biden, what, we're just supposed to take it because everyone, quote, wants him? I'm sorry. If the guy can't win it legit, he's not the president. And the media doesn't get to call it. That's not their role. Of course, they think it's their role. And this brainwashing, it's so many people. I mean, look, if Biden turns out to be the actual winner, then fine, he's the winner. But I'm not going to accept it if we don't actually look into all of the irregularities. I shouldn't. It's voter fraud. Potential vote. Let me just say potential vote.
Yes, but potential, and regardless of what side you're on, like I hope that this further awakens people.
I hope so.
Because they should care about integrity, and they set the president up, and they're gaslighting a whole bunch of us, not only the president, and we can see it. The lies are so damn blatant. Throw your TV in the trash. Know that it's five corporations that own all the media, Reuters, AP. Billy Boy Gates has funded lots of publications such as USA Today. And it's beyond, the level of corruption is beyond, the gaslighting is above and beyond anything that I would have imagined. It's just, you know, I was watching yesterday and this morning, Nancy Pelosi, like her latest phrase that she keeps on saying, is crush the virus, crush the virus, crush the virus. And just her and Chucky just saying straight out, straight up, all these people straight up, there's no fraud. One guy on the steps of Georgia said, anyone that is insinuating that there's a hammer and scorecard computer system it's a hoax and is spreading disinformation.
Fine.
And the people are just buying this.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Hey, listen, if it's a hoax, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out if it's a hoax, but we have to investigate. We have to dig into this. The fact that, you know, that they're just going to try and say nothing to see here. Everybody, the tribe has spoken and extinguished Donald Trump's flame. Look, that's not how it works. I'm sorry. It's so disingenuous that these people are out, trying to tell us, well, we just have to accept the results. Look, first of all, I don't have to accept anything. If the roles were reversed, they wouldn't be accepting the results. That's for sure. And as far as the media's role in this, you talked about Bill Gates and funding people. I like to remind the general public that the MS in MSNBC stands for Microsoft. Yeah. And that's through their joint venture, which just recently ended. But for the better part of 20 years, that relationship was intact. So it's like, well, oh, gee, I wonder why Bill Gates doesn't get a bad rap in the media. Because he's bought the media. He has enough influence to have the media. And let's just also throw out there the speculation on my part. But, you know, when you're good friends with Jeffrey Epstein, who has control files on all these people, and you've got $100 billion, you don't think you didn't pick up a copy of the control files as well? I would if I was a psychopathic maniac like Bill Gates to control all these people. So what we're seeing, it seems like, what you mentioned Lori Lightfoot, Gavin Newsom with this new ridiculousness on Thanksgiving. All of these people, what they're saying is so unhinged and insane that it makes me think that somebody has a control file on them.
Yeah.
It's the it's really like the only explanation, because if you're coming from like reality, there's no possible way you get up in front of a microphone and make comments like, you know, you can't have more than three families together at Thanksgiving and it can only last 2 hours while simultaneously celebrating the Joe Biden quote victory with massive crowds. It's incongruent with common sense. And what's going on with these politicians? They've got to be promised something, right?
I mean, I feel like we're living a soap opera. It's so cartoonish and it's a caricature. I used the word unhinged actually this morning describing Nancy Pelosi. They must have something over them. Why is it that these leaders of countries have already wished? Don't they know how it works? And Billy Gates I had scraped a clip of him saying that his mentor was, I believe his name is Jimmy Grant. He was the head of UNICEF, and that he managed to get the vaccine rates from 25% to 75% by praising world leaders and shaming others. We're watching bullying going on. And so let's say it is all political theater. And I was watching a former FBI talk about nonverbal cues between political leaders. So let's pretend that we are in a soap opera, especially when you learn that CDC actually pays its employees to watch soap operas. And I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, watching TV and soap operas until I didn't. Mm-hmm. And know, you know, the basic, you know, the villains, the extreme drama, blah, blah. So I believe that if they want to usher in their communism and their China light, that maybe they're giving the left a little reprieve. They can go and celebrate. And when this carpet is swept under them, they're in for a rude awakening, and BLM is going to be a walk in the park. And I've had some spiritual, quote unquote, spiritual friends, because I used to be accused of being a hippie, mm-hmm. and in the spiritual community that are arguably run by fear and hate towards Orange Man, which is astounding to me. Talk about hypocrisy. But their feeling is like, I feel like a shoe is going to fall. They don't quite know what's going on, because many of them are just grasping on to wisps of information. And you really have to be like, Charlie, if the CDC and the WHO, the World Hoax Organization, is constantly flip-flopping, oh, it's fomites, it's not the fomites, lockdowns are bad, it's more than 6 feet. If we cannot, the journalists, the truthers, keep track of their lies or their tries, I say, the truth mixed with lies, how is the average person who's not keeping track of the blow-by-blow? No. And so I think, do you think that this might be like a little reprieve, and then justice, I hope, will be served, or at least investigated in the Supreme Court?
I hope so. I don't believe in the American government very much. I don't believe in them to police themselves. I don't believe in them to do the right thing. I think that some of the people working in government get in there with the right intentions, not all of them, of course, but then they find out that the machine, the settings of the machine are set in a way that they can't change them and they can't fix them. And so I hope you would think that, like, it's like, I come from a sports background, so I have to I look at a lot of things through like the context of sports. But one of the things about sports that they are adamant about, every sports league, is that you cannot, under any circumstances, ever have some sort of cheating scandal. If you have a cheating scandal, it destroys the integrity of the game. Nobody will watch the games anymore. They'll think it's all wrestling, you know, pro wrestling. It's fake. If anybody gets caught cheating or betting on games or pop, you know, a referee that gets in trouble, it's like they have to throw the book at them, because the integrity of that is paramount. So when I look at the United States as a quote free and democratic society, they have to defend the election. I mean, they cannot allow the people to believe that the elections are rigged, fake, anything. So if, in fact, the Dominion voting system was used in a way, in a nefarious way, if people were, if a 18-wheeler filled with Joe Biden ballots backed up at 3:30 in the morning and dropped them all off, look, we need to know about that. We need to get, but the press won't do it. The government may not do it. And the oligarchy has decided that Biden is their guy. They've all the world leaders, like you said, are all chiming in, except for, interestingly, two of them, Putin,
China,
and Xi, have not congratulated
China,
Biden.
Who else?
Putin in Russia.
Oh, yeah, Russia.
Which, of course, will give the left a, you know, panic attacks hearing that. But, oh, yeah, of course, your guy didn't call it for, you know, I know where they're going with that. But if we don't do something about this, if there's rampant voter fraud, and I mean, if they're digging up, you know, if they're having 120-year-old people voting, that's obviously a problem. But how many of those can
dead
you really
people.
Do? But if you've got a systemic problem, like with the actual voting machines, the electronic voting machines that are set up, and we went through this 20 years ago with the Diebold machines and the guy, people testified in court, like how easy it is to turn them to a setting where they only count the certain votes as fractions of a vote. I mean, there's a million ways to rig this. Obviously, there's so much at stake. You would hate to leave this outcome up to chance or to the people. God forbid we actually get what we want, right? But if they don't do it, then if they don't investigate it in a serious manner, then there's no credibility in this system ever again, and there shouldn't be. And it's I mean, I already think it's a joke to begin with, but still, it's an exercise, and it's a, you know, but you won't even get anybody to pretend to even play the game anymore if they don't think there's integrity here. It's very, very important.
This should be about democracy, period, not about what side. So when I was speaking to a friend, and he's like, well, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm like, this is not an opinion. I'm looking at lawsuits. And sure, the lawsuits, like I was specifically looking at Sharpiegate in Arizona. So like a week ago, there was still 475,000 votes, even though they projected their winner, 475,000 votes, 275,000 of those votes, this was last Thursday, were in Maricopa County. Then I got the state officials in Maricopa and Arizona, Hobbs's office, who in 2017 called Trump a Nazi. So no, you know, totally neutral there. And saying that there's no shenanigans with Sharpiegate. And then looking at a law firm that's representing deceased people in Pennsylvania, the woman, her name was Aguilera, and looked at the actual complaint of Sharpiegate, that the there was bleed-throughs, and then their ballot was useless. And then asked for another ballot and was told no. But you have the state, and then someone's like, well, why are you interviewing people on the state? They're not going to admit to any fraud. I'm like, well, then I get them on record saying that there's no fraud. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a hold of a whistleblower that was on Red Pill 78's show, I believe in Michigan. So, and now in Pennsylvania, no, sorry, in Georgia, they're doing the big, it'll be the biggest hand tally audit in American history. Mm-hmm. And then in Pennsylvania, I believe there were deceased voters. In Michigan was the glitch, and there's recounts, one ballot that's been counted 8 to 10 times. So much potential fraud. You're going to tell me that all this potential fraud, that there's no effery going on? I highly doubt it. Statistically, no.
I do too. So
Charlie, I feel like as I'm walking, I went to do my first yoga class in the city since the Rona hit, since I left to go to Costa Rica. And I'm walking and I'm baffled constantly by the people wearing face diapers outside. And for anyone that doesn't, you know, my mom, like, well, Mary, how can the whole world be lying? We're living a lie. We're living a straight up lie. The PCR test is not a diagnostic tool. Some of us have been shouting at this since February of last year. This is a case demic with bullshit numbers. Yep. And I don't want to play this game anymore.
No, I feel like I'm on acid, like a bad trip, and I can't make it stop. And everybody's participating in this collective insanity, except for like a few of us, and we're pointing it out. It's like a bad dream or something where you're pointing it out, and everyone's going, "What are you looking at? What are you talking about?" And you're like, "I'm talking about you. I'm talking about all of you people. Like this collective delusion. Like, wake up, snap out of it. Like, come on, man. Like, let me show you the numbers." And they're like, "We've seen enough already." There's no room for any sort of contradiction. It's a very upsetting. I've gone through a cycle where at first I was nice and tolerant and sort of like, you know, every man to, you know, like you said, your body, your choice, you know, like whatever. And I'm getting less tolerant, especially when it comes to not so much the masks, but the vaccine component to it. Because, you know, I've written about vaccines and I know how dirty it can be.
Yeah.
And even in the best case scenario, when they're not trying to rush, when they have 8 years to put out a vaccine, it's still a disaster. Exactly. They've still paid out $4.2 billion through the rigged VAERS court. There's still a gag order on anybody that receives money from that. So they can't talk. I mean, I have a deeper understanding of the vaccine industry and the history of it, their relationship with the United States government and the 1986 laws and all that stuff. So when I hear people, you know, saying, "Well, once we get the vaccine, then we'll be fine," I want to shake them. But I've got to the point now, you know, I'd been nice and I'd been trying to explain it and everything. But I don't know if you feel the way I do, but I have recently gotten to the point where my feeling on it is fine. You go get the vaccine. If you think it's going to work, if you're willing to overlook all of the flashing red lights that tell you to slow down and use caution, then you be the first person in line. But I don't want to hear any complaints when you come out of that and you don't feel right, or you can't remember what your name is, or you shit your pants in the lobby, or whatever goes on. I mean,
whatever.
I'm not interested in hearing any of that stuff. Sorry, I was there for the conversation. You told me I was a conspiracy theorist and that I was full of it and that vaccines save lives. And how do you think we got rid of polio and blah, 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 blah. And if so, go for it, man, go for it. And so I've found myself very frustrated with this. And of course, the ramifications of a vaccine for this, you know, whether it be actually mandatory or they just make it so that you can't do anything unless you've got it or proof that you've got it. This is the end of the world and people don't realize it.
Yeah, Charlie, I say, well, I hope that they'll be satisfied with the people that will run the scapegoats, the sacrificial lambs that will go and get injected to get the relief of not wearing a mask. I hope, you know, whatever, your body, your choice. Don't come to me and say, so how will I detoxify? I don't know how to detoxify when you're genetically modified. I'm sorry. But if when you learn, and that was the thing, the reason why I went to Costa Rica is that is my beat, vaccine safety. And I witnessed 200,000 people get mass vaccinated in Samoa. They went door to door. Parents were hiding their children in attics and in the jungle. Literally, they shut down the entire country on 7 cases of potential measles. Well, they sent 28 samples to Australia. I believe it was Victoria. And they based 7 cases to do exactly. It was a test run to do emergency medical martial law in the country. They arrested Edwin Tomase for daring to give vitamins and daring to say, "I'll be here to clean up your mess" on social media. And they passed the law of love. It was called the law of love, which means that the government has jurisdiction over your children. And I was working with, I wrote it for Vaxter, and I manifested Ebola whistleblower. I had literally said, I want to find a whistleblower. And I was packing because I'd lost my apartment in LA due to mold. And my ex-boyfriend had a book on virus hunters. And so I was reading about Ebola. So we thought it was going to be Ebola. Jane Burgermeister, who was instrumental in the Baxter tainted, I believe, H1N1 vaccines, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we were anticipating Ebola. And then the coronavirus hit. And this time last year, I did a, it's my pinned tweet, a parody on vaccine hesitancy. And I called it vaccine mania and vitriol disorder. And I was covering the WikiHow pamphlets on how to encourage children to lie and go get vaccinated behind their parents' back. And this Wikipedia condition that doesn't even exist, vaccine hesitancy. And yesterday, Fauci was speaking to the 50% around, which is a big number of people who will not get the vaccine hesitance, and how we're, you know, what's going to happen to us. And someone said, well, you'll just have to get it. You're going to, in the end, you're going to have to get vaccinated. No, I'll choose death. I'm not going to effing get fucking, not getting vaccinated.
No,
I'm not. I have an immune system. When you learn that they use fetal tissues to, as a live substrate to grow their live viruses, only to put it back into the baby. So you have baby parts going back into babies. I'm sorry. That's my definition of evil fucked up.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't know if you could use the F word.
You certainly are encouraged to use it here.
Okay, great. Because I have a potty mouth.
That's okay. Me too. Well, it's frustrating because when you see through it, I mean, when you dig into it, you can see all of the nonsense, that you can see Big Pharma's work. You can see the media's collaboration with this. You can see the government's involvement. You can see it. It's crystal clear. It's, and you, and yet you point this out to somebody, and you can do it. You can do it a variety of ways. You can rant and rave like a lunatic, which doesn't work very well. Or you can very politely and nicely show them documentation. But it's like there's a wall for most people. That, and I don't know if it's an indoctrination wall that came from just trust your doctor because he wears a white coat. I don't know if it's as the Milgram experiment and come to life. I don't know if this is, you know, decades
apathy.
Or generation of mainstream media apathy, for sure. I mean, stupidity, just, you know, outsourcing
Melange.
Critical thinking. There's a whole lot of there's plenty of reasons why people have come to this realization, but it's like, if I was going to make my argument about why I think the Steelers are better than the Cowboys, I can get somebody to listen and participate in that. But if I want to try and make my argument about why vaccines are very dangerous, nobody wants to even have the conversation. You know, it's a very weird thing. It's almost like it's inappropriate for me to bring it, or it feels like an inappropriate topic, or like I'm desecrating their religion of science or something. It's a strange thing because and Dr. Tenpenny was, we both spoke at Anarchapulco a couple years ago. She did a fantastic presentation on Gardasil. And it's like, I felt like after I saw that, and I knew about Gardasil, of course, but to see her presentation live, and then I remember I was sitting with Jason Goodman from Crowdsource the Truth, and I said to Jason, if anybody was dragged off the street and forced to sit here and listen to that after 1 hour, she did it in a logical and reasonable manner. There is no way that no matter how they felt, after that hour, there's no way they would give the Gardasil shot to their kid. 0% chance. It just was such a logical and fact-based presentation, and she did it in a nice way. She wasn't trying to be a jerk about it or anything like that. Of course, she was also probably preaching to the choir at Anarchapulco. These people were all like on board with it, and Dell was there. He's been there the last couple years as well, so they get it. But But the common person, I just felt like, God, if they could just see this presentation, it would change everything. And she, you know, and for it to be coming from a doctor, like a well-respected lady. And yet, what's the treatment she gets on social media? Banned, deep, quack, you know.
And she was part of the establishment. I mean, I think what you bring up is the approach. And I have been, because I can be, you know, my approach is not the best because I'm also at a point where I'm angry. I get angry and triggered by the stupidity. So it's trigger work for me. And one of the best classes I took, I minored in psychology, was a psychology of cults class. And now that I got my Amazon account and all my books from a decade, I'm going to get Steve Hassan's book on deprogramming because I am interested in reaching. I don't want to speak to the choir anymore. So I'll give an example. I went to in Florida to have my nails done, and I was speaking to an Indian woman, and I told her I'm not going to wear a mask, the woman. And as we spoke, I learned that she had been shamed. She was being shamed by her family for killing her father-in-law for not wearing a mask. And I went through the story, and this is the third person, including my uncle, who is fine. And then they go and they get the PCR test, which crosses the blood-brain barrier. And after a day and a half, they get sick. Okay. So her father-in-law was fine, got the test, got sick, obviously had comorbidities at 84, was on drugs, big surprise, and then was sent to the doctor. And I said, well, was he put on a ventilator? Yes. So I said, in reality, the ventilator is what killed him. He killed with COVID-19, if you believe this is a virus, although it's arguably not been isolated. And do not be shamed. This was a woman who had been arguably shamed by her father, who that's kind of her lesson. And I said, I don't care if you're the only one, you and your daughter. You are not crazy, and trust your gut. These are the people that I want to empower, because there's no point. They have to have, like, and today it's like in the yoga studio, these are people who voted for Biden. That I said, this is less fatal than the flu until they bring in a, you know, like with anthrax letters and make it a biogerm warfare, then arguably they'll make it real. Mm-hmm. That's possible. But arguably also, wow, this is going really good for us. I never thought there would be such compliance in such little time. We don't need to bring in the bio, you know, people will die by COVID-19 death by default is what I say.
Or suicide.
So I'm. Sorry?
Or suicide.
Exactly. That's part of that would be classified under default to me, like all the other ways that people are dying. Yeah. This is like a soft culling. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in learning how I can reach those people and modifying my approach. People that are open, maybe it's like a 10-day retreat deprogramming sesh where because the real viruses are hate and fear.
Yeah.
They're highly contagious.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you did a really good job of getting your point across in Vanishing of the Bees. That's a great documentary. For people that haven't seen that, it's a documentary narrated by Academy Award nominee Ellen Page. It is taking a look at colony collapse disorder. I'll tell you what jumped out to me, and since we were talking about vaccines and kind of transitioning into the bee topic, when I saw colony collapse disorder that came out of nowhere after a bunch of poison was sprayed, I thought sudden infant death syndrome. I thought this is a way to create a new term to explain away why everything's dying, much like sudden infant death came out after the vaccine, after 1986, when the vaccine laws were put in place so that the big pharma couldn't be sued, all of a sudden we had SIDS. Oh, babies just up and dying the neck, just out of nowhere. Well, when you trace back what happened to those babies, almost all of them had a wellness visit within the last, you know, within the last 72 hours, but they're never going to call it that. So they invented this. It must be sudden infant death syndrome. It must be colony collapse disorder, right? Am I,
No, I think that's a great apropos analogy. By the way, SIDS, cases of SIDS went down when all these electives were suspended. And
funny how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So with CCD, it's neonicotinoids. It's a newfangled poisons that take part of the plant, are entrenched in the soil and coated onto the seed, and then become part, the poison is part of the plant. Yeah. And it's very insidious in that it's very difficult to say, see, this is what's killing the bees, because there's so many variables. That's very convenient. And the bees take the poisons back in the form of pollen and honey and nectar, and then it affects the subsequent generations. And we spent 5 years, that was 300 hours of footage, which George Langworthy, my co-director, and I distilled with the help of an Oscar-nominated editor into 87 minutes.
Wow.
That's a long... But it really opened my eyes to big ag. And then once you really intimately know that we're being poisoned in all types of way through the food supply, the soil, the water, the air, then how can you deny that we are the bees, slowly being poisoned by sublethal doses? And now I tell people that includes genetically modified disinformation via, you know, big tech giants such as Google that do not employ organic searches, only auto suggestions, which is a mind control tool. So yeah, with the bees, I say all roads lead to bee. And I personally am a food Nazi because I've reversed lupus and fibro. And like I shared earlier, learned how to walk again when I was hit by an SUV and had a near death experience. And I like to tell people I'm 47 and if I can do it, but I really walk my talk. Like I really, you know, I have vice like kombucha or I smoke pot. That's my vice. But this is my temple, and I do get kind of indignant of like, you really care? This face diaper is not going to do anything. Lose 50 pounds. Your gut is like hanging over. You're drinking a beer full of glyphosate and grains with a face diaper on.
Right.
Like it doesn't make any sense to me. You're putting your face diaper, it's like under your chin while you're having a cigarette. Full of, you know, they put sugar in tobacco. They put all these, you know, as opposed to, let's say, natural organic tobacco. So it's just so many blind spots.
Yes.
And all these health advisors that are not healthy, and no one on the COVID-19 task force, ironically, only President Trump has talked about zinc. Yeah. And none of them have talked about vitamins and minerals. I mean, during an interview with Matthew McConaughey, Fauci says that it's all in your head. And he's like, he actually makes this gesture. I mean, he said so many different things. He's constantly being contradicting himself. And I mentioned Operation Quack Hack. Sorry, you were talking about bees. So before I launch into Operation Quack Hack, anything else you want to talk about the honeybees?
Well, does it get any better? I mean, I know that Monsanto got busted for buying up the bee research companies and putting them out of business that were reporting on colony collapse disorder and things like this.
The greenwashing?
Yeah.
Monsanto's bee department, and Bayer also had a greenwashing where, you know, arguably the people think, you know, there's the people who know that they're lying. There's the people who think, you know, they've drank the Kool-Aid and they think that they're doing good and we need GMO seeds to feed the world and buy the crap. And so, you know, they were creating a vaccine, the same bullshit vaccine, and blaming viruses and mites We have been living with viruses. We have a virome. The bees have a virome. It's the immune system that's being whittled down. And if you look at the science and not the scientism, then you'll see, let's say, for instance, these face masks. If you're breathing, you're not having fresh air, you're depleting your immune system, you're making your body go into acidosis, you're breathing in viral particles, you're paving the way further and forgetting also that respiratory illnesses are the fifth leading cause of death. So, and now we're spraying all this bullshit disinfectant poisons. So you, yoga teacher, you're going to tell me, like I joked, because I look to see how the rates of Lysol, like how much Lysol is making and who owns Lysol. Mm-hmm. And I joked and I'm like, do you spray Lysol? And one yoga place here said yes. And I said, so you're going to, something that's been known to cause lung pneumonia, you're spraying that shit all over the place and then you're going to make me wear a face mask and you dare say that you are in the realm of health and wellness? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. We're just doing our job. Well, you guys are all doing your job to usher in communism. There has to be people like me that are going to do their job to ensure there's sovereignty and that are troublemakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if I'm the only one walking out, and I am, down the street, and you're going to, like someone said this outside, and I did this. And I was
good
like,
for you.
I know that's not nice, and it's like, but it's like, leave me alone. You're not going to shame me. Oh, another woman, I said in like a deadpan, I'm like, excuse me, why are you wearing a face mask in your car? Do you think your sedan is going to infect you? And her response was like, I'm doing it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lay on the guilt, honey. Yeah.
Don't involve me in your psychosis, lady. I'm fine. Yeah. There's a lot of people that feel very comfortable walking up to total strangers and telling them what to do as far as putting masks on and everything like that. When I go out and I'm not masked up or anything, I am very defensive. I am waiting for that comment. I'm almost inviting that comment. And to be honest, I haven't had any confrontations with people. I had one guy that was like, you got to pull it up over your nose. So I'd pull it up over my nose and then I'd pull it. This was in the weed shop because you got to do it to get in the weed shop. Yeah. And I don't want to give them a hard time because I know they're under a lot of pressure and supervision. So I had it on in there and the guy's like, you have to have it over your nose. So I put it over my nose. And then he like turns around and I pull it back down. He goes, you've got to have it over your nose. I did it three times in a row until he finally got the point where it's like, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep making it difficult for you. And not because I'm a jerk or anything, but just because I feel like we have to put up some resistance that these people that are running this planet or governments and whatever, they will push us as far as we will allow them to push us. And if we don't collectively come up and stop something like this, we're gonna wind up in a dystopian future where we have no control over anything. I mean, you know about the Great Reset. I just had a good show with Steve Poikonen from Slow News Day, who is doing a lot of Julian Assange related stuff, and we had a great conversation about the Great Reset and where they're pushing us, and that is a dystopian nightmare.
Yes,
and the path towards that is being laid in front of our feet. Now, I know everyone says, you know, it's an interesting time to be alive, or it's the most, you know, fascinating time to be, but 2020 is the most interesting and fascinating and important year of my entire life. And I thought that 2001 would always be because of 9/11. This is a 9/11 on the world. Yes,
exactly. It's I was saying it's a 9/11 to the 9/11. Yeah. Absolutely. And the Great Reset is part of the plan. And the people that thought this was going to go away with the elections, I was like, nope, I don't think so.
And it's too effective to go away with the elections. It's working perfect for them.
Yeah. The if you read The Great Reset, that it was I was reading it when I got banned from Amazon, but I brought this up in other interviews, that there's a section where Klaus says that from here on out, we will no longer refer to BC as before Christ and AC as after Christ, but from here on out, it will be before Corona and after Corona. Mm-hmm. And that, like, I got chills.
Yeah.
At that, and the mask popo, like, put it over your nose, and it's like, you have nothing fucking better else to do than come and chase me in the Whole Foods to cover my, like, really, in the Rona now? Or, oh, I'm buying earbuds, there's plexiglass, and you feel good about your sorry life by exuding power over another person by telling them, put over your mask, oh, now the you're safe from the Rona? Like, really, people? But when we eat, what a smart virus, right? Like, the beaches were closed in Costa Rica till after 8:30. And as a joke, I said, like, is there a surfer cartel? And they had signed a petition, the surfers, and they got it open from 5:30 to 8:30. So, you know, the Rona starts working at 8:30. Mm-hmm. Then you're walking, the beach is closed, but the path right alongside is open. So the Rona knows not to not go. It's so retarded.
Yes.
It's these antics. And then I get angry also, because I'm like, life is so precious. As someone who's almost died, and we are entertaining, we're wasting so much time with bullshit. There was a woman on my way back from Florida. Well, one, you know, I was wearing a handkerchief, and they told me that the face diaper, that's a real mask. The face diaper, the handkerchief is not a real mask. Meanwhile, they're none of them are real masks. And then on the plane, I filmed her, and I was proud of myself that I stayed very calm. And I said, so this is not discrimination that you're telling me. If I have a health condition and I'm not able to tough it out for 6 hours or whatever on a plane, that I should not fly. She goes, it's not discrimination. It's the CDC. That was her quote. And she firmly believed it. So I played the game. And then at the end, I looked at her straight, because I said, I'm a health professional. And she said, you should know. No, you should listen. Right. Yeah, I do know. You should be listening to me. And so at the end, I said, you are so wrong about this virus, and you're just ushering in communism. But, you know, I went over her head.
Yeah, of course it did.
Well, what are we going to do, Charlie? I mean, we have to think of solutions. We are the dissidents, the deplorables, the intellectual refugees. And I sometimes find myself, because the gaslighting is so high, of like, I'm in the right, right?
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. Sometimes I look around and I feel like I can't be the only person that sees through this. I mean, I might be in like a sea of morons, and I'm not the brightest guy in the room, right? But I can see through this, and I feel like, you know, what's funny is when I go out, if I go out and I go to like the grocery store and don't have a mask on, and you walk by, you know, I'm in and out. I'm not, you know, taking my sweet time in there anyway, but, I'll see someone without a mask, and it's kind of like a little nod. It's kind of like, yeah. What's up? You know, like, but think about how weird that is to bond over. I was just talking to, I was on a show with the Tim Pachote and John Snyson. They were both guys that had been on our Union of the Unwanted before. They're guys that I was hanging out with when I was in Mexico in February at an Acapulco. And we were just talking about this last night. Like, how funny is it that, like, that was just a couple of months ago. But and back then, nobody, you know, it wasn't a big deal. It was maybe happening in China. We saw it on TV, but it wasn't that big. And that you can transform a large segment of society. You can get a bunch of people to believe in fairy tales. Yeah. In half of a year, and get them so brainwashed and terrified that they're wearing masks in their car, like you said, or they're pulling their mask down so they can smoke and while being 40 pounds overweight, and yet having the audacity to try and lecture other people on health and wellness, it is it's hypocritical and preposterous in a way that I never thought I would see. But here we are, and I'm finding myself losing a whole lot of respect for the average American, and I have been over the last decade or so. I am very good at criticizing the government and big pharma and the mainstream media and all those places that definitely deserve it. But I am now turning my attention towards the general public, and I have no tolerance for stupidity anymore. And I feel like, you know what, man, if you guys can't get your head, like if you can't figure this out, then I'm done trying to help you. I mean, I know that's probably not the best path. I should be a little bit more patient and compassionate and understand that they're not operating. Most people don't know this stuff. They're doing their regular job and they're not looking into it, and they have blind faith and everything. But boy, I'm just losing my patience for people. And I'm also being a lot more vocal about blaming all of us too. Yes, Fauci's talking about, and Bill Gates and the government and the CDC and the media, they're all telling us to do this. But like, we have a collective responsibility to think for ourselves as well. We cannot outsource our critical thinking to these institutions like the CDC and the mainstream media. They don't want the same things we want. And as a society, we have just become very complacent and very, not us personally, but the general public, in just saying, well, okay, tell us who to hate before we invade them, and then I'll cheerlead on with that. Tell me the science. Oh, I'm supposed to take the vaccine. Don't look into it. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll just blindly do that. Oh, you want me to wear a mask? I'll do that. Okay, cancel Thanksgiving. Okay, I can cancel it. What else do you want me to do? Stop. I want you to stop. I want you to stop and think. I want you to take a step back and say, does any of this stuff make sense? You're wearing a bandana around your face where the air that goes in and out from the bottom flap, and you think you're protected from something? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, what is going, the lack of common sense with people is staggering. And I find myself just throwing my hands up in the air and saying, like, where do we go from here?
Well, I can relate. I mean, I take a step back, and like I was saying, the level of wasting time for stupidity and the extent, like, oh, now we have these stickers on the floor and we have, so that makes it real. And like, then my mom asks, how can the world be pulling this off? But it is all these gestures, and then people actually think that they're doing good for their fellow man when they don't understand that they're not, and they're being compliant. And then can't you get into the mindset of an elitist where they look at us as useless eaters? Oh, and then you look at your fellow brothers and sisters and go, yeah, you're stupid.
I'm getting there.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah.
And if I ate the same crap you did, knowing that these heavy metals, these poisons literally rob you of IQ points. Like, so I also vacillated between like, oh man, we have to have compassion rather than like this venom towards the stupidity, because they're being compliant and helping imprison all of us. And we're being enslaved. And I remember when I first learned about hyperdimensional entities and parasites, and just the analogy of like, well, you think like aliens comes from somewhere else, but just like we're experimenting on cattle and putting them in a pen, who's to say? Because I wonder, these elitists, are they human? Do they bleed red? Because they're treating us like we are in a pen. You now cannot go. We're getting ready for the lockdowns, the lock-ins, which we knew when this, you know, and Trump said today, under my administration, we're never going to have a lockdown. Maybe he can say that because he knows he's on the way out. I don't know. But that brings me to another point of like, I never hated Trump. And I try, like, I even feel bad when I'm shitting on Fauci and Bill Gates. Like, I don't wish them death. I would like for them to be injected with the vaccines that they're
absolutely
pushing. Totally fair. So when I saw friends, spiritual friends, hating Trump so much, and I was getting my news because I was into food politics, but not necessarily politics, through, let's say, Bill Maher, and it became the shit on Trump show. Mm-hmm. And then with coronavirus, I started watching Trump every single day. And slowly my perception, which was already, I was open to the truth of like, oh, but he didn't say drink bleach, but he's not the one who's taking post boxes off of the, and just seeing how they're maligning him. And then seeing who are these people who are patriots, who believe in the Constitution. I feel a camaraderie with these people, which is why I came back to the States to go to this conservative event. Mm-hmm. When you saw the energy of all the rallies, and it's palatable, like one of the last ones in Miami, where the crowd erupted into fire Fauci. That's epic.
Right.
These are the people that I want to stand by, not the ones that are like virtue signaling, like, can you walk one block here in SF without a Black Lives Matter? I'm sorry. I've been covering George Floyd since May 26th. It's a fucking psyop. Yes. It's a psyop. So I don't believe that. And Joey is on his podium professing fear, saying Build Back Better, which is from the Global Reset. So I don't want part in that. And then just, you know, if you're going to choose a side, well, I'm going to choose, given it's all a soap opera, I'm going to choose the side that's not standing for fear and is patriotic. And that's not Joey Biden.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm not a fan of either party. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump the last election. But I found myself being put in a situation where I was defending Trump more and more, not because I liked him, but because I could see the just unbelievably dishonest attacks coming from the left. And it was it felt panicked to me. It felt like they were throwing everything they could at him to try and discredit him, because they feared, you know, four more years of him. They saw the enthusiasm. I mean, it's hard for me to just with the eyeball test, look at Joe Biden. Couldn't get 12 people to show up to his rally, and you're going to tell me he got more votes than Barack Obama? And Barack Obama was a fucking rock star when he came out, and he was filling stadiums. Joe Biden can't fill a minivan with people that are coming to his event. He had an event in Arizona a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if it was miscommunication with his staff or whatever, but there was literally nobody there. There was a reporter that was there saying, "I'm here at the event." And there's nobody else here. I don't know what to tell you. And it's like everything's set up for him, but there's no people here. And it's like, well, the reason why there's no people there is because he's a manufactured candidate. He's not even a person. He's just not the other guy.
Yeah, exactly. Just not the other guy. He has the charisma of a mosquito.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he has no just he. You know, the clip of him saying we're running the largest voter fraud organization. Do you think that could be doctored? Do you know where it originally came from?
I don't know where it came from. It sounds fake, because for that to come out, except that Joe Biden said it. And and we know that Joe, and and he can't even speak, and he's mixing up words, and he's talking about his hairy legs, and he's talking about corn pop, and I mean, if it wasn't so serious, the 2020 election would be a hell of a lot of fun to watch, because the sorts of insanity that we had from the left, you know, everybody collectively pretending that this guy doesn't have a serious mental situation going on. And I'm not trying to shit on the guy. I mean, he's older. No. He's in cognitive decline. It's undeniable for anybody with a.
Do you think it's an act, though? Do you think maybe it's like he's given the script of a cognitive decline? Because if this was real, who would run someone who has the beginnings of dementia or Alzheimer's?
The whole thing made me suspicious, because I was watching Trump do three rallies a day and going, three different states, and he's going for it. And Biden is calling a lid on the media at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's canceling his events. And the Hunter Biden situation comes out, and he didn't want to talk about that. So he called a lid on the press for 4 days for that, with 2 weeks left to go in the election. And you're like, this is not the behavior of somebody that is trying to actively win a presidential race. This is somebody that's trying to run out the clock and like kneel down and like wait for time to run out. And it made me think that he knew something I didn't know about the outcome of this election. He was acting in a way that made me think that he knew he had it in the bag, and he was out of energy. He'd run out. He was the guy in a, you know, in an Indy car that runs out of gas and he's coming around that last turn to cross the finish, and just everybody passes him because he was out of it. He was tired, and he had questions about his criminality in China and Ukraine and all these things. And I was like watching that going, in a normal world, this guy would have no chance at winning. And yet something told me that that the fix was in. And I wonder.
Yeah, I do too. I thought to him, oh, now I know why he barely showed up to any rallies. And you're like, last day, like with five rallies that President Trump, he's like Michigan, North Carolina, Miami, like just nonstop. And you just supposedly got over the coronavirus, mm-hmm. and you're not like a spring chicken either. And I mean, I hope justice is served. I do think by an eyeball, it's a landslide. And maybe this, in my opinion, irrefutable fraud potential will wake up more people. What do you think of the firings? Like there was the whole notion of this watermark sting, right, mm-hmm. with the ballots. And I contacted DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, last week. And okay, it's a sting, but they told me to call each state. So even within a state, Arizona being a good example, not all the states, only Maricopa, use the Sharpies. So there's no universality. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, I don't care what Steve Pachenik said. Steve Pachenik also said he's not a fan of the Constitution, that there's a sting operation. So they have gotten rid, or the Trump administration has gotten rid of this CISA department, cybersecurity, which is arguably where the watermark sting operation would have come out of. So what do you have any thoughts on the people being fired?
I don't know. I say, you see Mark Esper gets fired a couple days ago. I don't know. I mean, if Trump, in fact, lost the election fair and square and is on his way out the door, I'll tell you what, that could be a window for him to actually get some things done, you know, to get some people pardoned, have some things go through, fire some of these deep state people. I don't know. I would have liked to have seen, you know, all that Q stuff, trust the plan, the here come the mass firings and everything. Okay, well, I would have liked to have seen that. I would have liked to have seen some of that stuff. And I never got on the Q train because of that. It seemed a little too hope porn-ish for me, a little too good to be true. I mean, it all sounded good. Like, I'd like to see Guantanamo expanded and Hillary Clinton in an orange jumpsuit and all, and you know, all that stuff. But in the absence of that, I would tell you what, if he's on his way out the door, I'd love to see him pardon Julian Assange. I'd love to see him get Ross Ulbricht out of jail, freeross.org. I'd love to see him take a look at the railroading job that the Obama's Department of Justice did, putting lots of people, especially whistleblowers, in prison on disproportionately long stretches. I'd like to see Trump go in and get all those people out. That would send the left into a tailspin for sure. They would freak out, which would be fantastic on two accounts. One, you're doing the right thing, and two, you're making the left insane, which I think works well. I don't know where this is going to go. I think that if they dig into the election fraud in an honest way and they find it, that should nullify the candidate. I think if you find that, I think that by law, that candidate is no longer eligible. So it's not as if you have to even find it in every single state to reverse the totals. You just find it and tie it to Biden, and then he's automatically disqualified according to the law.
Is there any inkling of, I don't think that is the, no one suggests that.
There's a Supreme Court case that shows precedent for that. Whether that will actually happen or not, I'm not sure. But I don't even feel like the rule of law is being used anymore. So, you know, when you've got dirty judges and dirty courts, you've got Epstein getting off and Alex Acosta, them investigating him and saying, well, it looks like he used bad judgment, but nothing criminal, so he's fine. You just come to this George Carlin conclusion of it's a big club and you ain't in it, of course. Right. And we feel that. And that is the frustration, because on the one hand, it is true that it's a big club and we're not in it. But I don't want to ever feel helpless, like there's no hope in changing that situation. So I'm constantly on the fence here about trying to manage my emotions between acknowledging that it's a rigged game but yet not giving in to the fact that, and throwing my hands up and saying, well, why try? You know, because I always want to try to make it better.
Too. Yeah, absolutely. I wonder, you know, now if it's going to be to even travel between states, like, you know, wanting very much to leave San Francisco, and whether it's going to be like you have to show your bullshit PCR test maneuver, and really, like, if they do another lockdown in San Francisco or wherever, I don't know how people are going to be okay with that, or why they would ever want to vote for the person that is pushing that. Like, you have Trump saying he would consider firing Fauci, where you have Biden saying that he'll rehire him. Well, he's never left, but, you know, I say we're not going to tweet ourselves to the truth. We need to be doing something. And if we are here born during this time, and we have also emotional intelligence, or we have a sense of our heart and the fact that we're spirits having a human experience, well, what can we do to usher in something that's better? I mean, it's great that the right will talk about God, but you know, I think there's a difference between spirit beyond, you know, the Bible. You know, I've been praying more than ever, and I believe in prayer, not like, you know, treating God like Santa Claus, like I want this or I want that, but being thankful. I think I have a newfound appreciation for gatherings, for humans, for hugging, just little things. I think it's very important to not get lost in petty bullshit too.
Yeah. It's a crazy year.
Yeah. It is a crazy year, and arguably this is the beginning of a 10-year plan. So if it's Agenda 2030, you know, we're just at the beginning. And the irony is, like, in 2017, Charlie, when I covered Zika, and I would say, oh, you want to go to Florida? Do you have your Zika vaccine? And now it's reached another complete height that I never then imagined. I mean, slowly I acknowledge global medical and martial law, but I think that it's inevitable. If they're telling me that I can't fly with a health condition unless I'm willing to wear a mask, well, chances are I'm not going to be able to fly to X, Y, or Z unless I have a vaccine. There's places now. What is it in? Is it in France where you can't leave the house without your papers? And how genius that you have to constantly get tested.
Yeah,
you know, every couple of days. I have a friend in Hollywood who's a grip, and he, like, I'm like, you don't think it's weird that everyone's wearing a mask, and then when you say action, then the corona is like in a suspended animation and the actors don't get it? And he got he got sick with the virus, something, and he doesn't acknowledge that it's because he's gotten swabbed twice a week for several months. But for 3 weeks, there was only negatives, when you know this has a lot of false positives. So I think that they're like, oh, this is a red state like Florida. They know lock. Okay, let's go show big numbers. Let's show big numbers here. Let's just play with the numbers. It's abracadabra. Pharmacia, as you know, means sorcery.
Yeah. We are living in a bizarro universe. And if we don't step up and do something about it, there'll be nothing worth sticking around for. Hey, Miriam, where can people find you? Where can they support your work? Where can they buy your stuff? Where can they watch your movies? Where can they stalk you? Yeah, figuratively, not literally.
In a figurative way. Well, I live in Twitterville, so
yes,
and Twitter's
you're savage on Twitter.
I am, but I'm shadow banned, and there, I don't know how many followers I would have if they didn't yank them every day. Those content moderators. So Miriam Hinane on Twitter, and I do Thread Apps. I write for Vaxxer, Activist Post, and other places. And I'm just building back a backup channel because they deleted me on YouTube, so I can send that. I'm trying to get to 1,000 so that I can personalize the channel. And you can buzz on by to Honey Colony or Simply Transformative, which is where we offer our organic liposomal CBD, which we've been offering since 2016, way before Kim Kardashian and everyone and their mother making CBD. Yeah, and you can use Macro to get a discount code. Everything's made in the USA. And I'm you know, can support me on Patreon. I'm banned from PayPal. So I can give you those links, Charlie.
Awesome. We'll put them in the description. Thank you so much for being on. Hey,
thank
everybody.
You,
we're not going to get any help from the algorithms. So if you like this episode, share it. Both of our names are going to come up and flag it. Google won't help us with our algorithms, but it's up to you, the people. So if you like the show, share the word and get it out. Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you, Charlie.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.